Let's hook up now with former Sunderland goalkeeper and now training with the Lincoln Keepers, David Priest. David, last week, I think, hooked himself up with John Stones, former mate of his, just to interview him, I think, for the Sunderland Echo. Morning to you, David.
Morning.
You arranged an interview last week with John Stones, didn't you? That was an exclusive interview, a one-on-one. And John, you've known him for a while.
Yeah, I was at Barnsley when John first became full-time at 16. And sort of through the ranks, when he rose through, I was sort of... I was their second choice keeper at the time, so I spent a lot of time with the reserves and the young lads, and saw them develop over a couple of seasons.
What did you make of John as a young guy? He's got a terrific sort of personality. He's a very grounded individual.
Look, he's probably the perfect personality for football. It's what you want. He's sort of the antithesis of the typical stereotype football that we normally think of, really. And I mean, the whole point of the interview was for a lead up to the Euros for Mundial magazine.
Ah, right.
And,
okay.
And it was just a little bit of preparation, just for, like I said, just for the Euros, and a bit of background from going really right back to the roots of his career. And one of my points that I made last week was just about his, like I said, about his personality, about some of the criticism that he's had, and he has come for some criticism. For overplaying as well, but I think my main point was that we need to nurture him, we need to look after him and protect him, really, from any frustrations that are being shown from the Everton fans, really.
How much can that sort of criticism affect a young guy like John, a young exceptional talent? You know, when you talk to him about this, because he'd have been more aware, you know, than anyone of the talk about his Cruyff turn and, you know, overplaying in certain parts of the game. Is it something that affects him as a personality?
I think the way that he is, he comes across as just a very nice lad. You know, the kind of lad that a girl would want to take home to her mother, and who'd be happy with taking the girlfriend out. You know, but he's got this like a real inner confidence in himself, and it's a real quiet confidence, but it's strong. And yeah, of course, anybody's affected by criticism, but he's somebody who, he knows where he wants to go. He's got no limits on where he thinks he can go, but he's not somebody who's going to go up there and shout from the rooftops. But he's got a real desire to get to the very top, and I think that what he realises now, that it's all this, you know, he's still finding his feet. He's still got to find when he's making mistakes. He's got to correct them himself. And he's still a young lad, 21 years old, and he will make these mistakes. But I think we have to allow him to make these mistakes and then wait until he corrects them himself.
Now, he's had a really rapid rise, hasn't he? It's come quickly, and people are talking about him as a world-class talent. I think perhaps what's interesting and maybe different is that, I don't know, if you went back and looked at a Rooney and he got in the team and he was just there consistently. Oh, Michael Owen the same. Or if you have Raheem Sterling, they had, you know, a couple of really decent, strong seasons straight away. He's had a season where, he burst onto the scene. You know, people are saying, wow, what a talent. And then he's had his downs as well, hasn't he? And as you talk about the criticism that's come his way, even being left out of the side, it's almost been a rougher ride for a John Stones than other young talent that's come through.
Well, I think there's many factors in that. I mean, one of them is because, somebody down to the position that he plays. You know, you mentioned the likes of Rooney and Raheem Sterling. They play with, especially when they're younger, they play with a lot of freedom and without the responsibility that comes with being a defensive-minded player and being a defender or a goalkeeper. I think John, when he's got the ball, he does play with that freedom. I think that from the critics, they would possibly say that, you know, he's been forced too much in football and needs to focus more on his defending. But when I knew him as a 16, 17-year-old, I would probably had him down as more of a John Terry type than a Rio Ferdinand. And as it's turned out, you know, he's become more of the next Rio, if you like. But he still has that defensive quality inside. He's still got that defensive nous and instinct. But you've got to remember, he's playing against the top-class strikers every week, and all that's doing here, it's been a rapid rise, and certainly I couldn't see from when he was 16, 17, that I couldn't predict that. But you're right, he's come on, and these strikers are testing him every week, and he can only improve from that.
How ambitious is he, David? What sense do you get from him?
Well, do you know what? He's got this kind of Pollyanna attitude where he just nothing's impossible, and he's always got a smile on his face, and I personally, from what I'm getting from him, I think he wants to go to the very top. He doesn't see any bounds, and that's probably one of the reasons why he's had such a rapid rise, because he doesn't restrict himself, and he doesn't think anything is impossible. And certainly at the moment, his career's gone great. He's at a great club in Everton, just trying to get himself in the England side. But I think in his mind, there's, you know, the silverware and big clubs and big achievements with England on his mind.
From your perspective, have Everton got the best of a John Stones this season, or was there much more they could have got out of him?
Do you know what? I mean, even speaking to him himself, and I told him this, my own views, I think he's had a much better season than other people have given credit for, really. I think Everton at the time were the perfect club for him to nurture him, Roberto Martinez, the perfect manager, to give him the freedom to play the way that he wants to play. But I think that now, I'm not saying he's outgrown Everton, but he probably needs a little bit more guidance and a little bit more of a different input into his into the way that he plays. You know, sometimes you can have too much freedom, and I think now, you know, he could benefit really from being alongside a more defensive manager or somebody who can put, not restrictions, but just show him the other side of the game that he needs to adjust to.
Well, and what do you mean by that, David? Do you mean that the time is right for a move for him? I mean, for him, would he fit into any top team in Europe?
Oh, easily.
Yeah. So Barca, Real Madrid.
And this is what I was saying at the time as well. You know, he's made his mistakes. He's made defensive errors. But you put him into any team, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, any top side, he will still make those same mistakes. Some of the central defenders that are in those teams now are making some of those small mistakes that are being punished, that John Stones made, and they're being punished. But at the same time, they're going to win those games. Those little errors, they don't make a difference in games. And I think that he would benefit from that as well. He'd go into a side that's full of great players, and he'll just bring the best out of them. And even then, he'd have a lot of the ball, and he would be able to, you know, that's when he'd really be able to shine as well.
Show off his very best. And just finally, his thoughts or his hopes for the Euros. Because as you said before, he's sort of hoping to sort of break through and make sure that Roy Hodgson picks him, but Smalling's there. Obviously, I don't think Phil Jagielka's going to be ahead of him in the pecking order, but it seems like maybe he's going to be the third choice there. I think that would disappoint him.
Very much so. And personally, it would disappoint myself. I think we've got a lot of young talent in that side. And I think, you know, Ross Barkley was there doing interviews as well. And I think both of them are of the same mind that they've all got a lot of confidence in themselves. There's no trepidation. There's no prior sort of negative experiences. They're all going into it with fresh eyes, with fresh hope, and perhaps that's what we need. We need a group of young lads who aren't scarred by defeats before, and we can just go into it with a great attitude that they've got. And you know, I think a lot of them think they can go far in this tournament.
Good stuff, David. When's your issue of Monday Owl magazine out? When can people get a hold of this one?
I think this one will be out. So, I think it's early May.
Early May.
So I'll keep you posted about that one.
Smashing. Pleasure to talk to you again. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Take care, David Priest. There, former Sunderland keeper, also someone who worked with John Stones at Barnsley.